Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
One of the best. 23 after, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be part of your day. Always excited when we can have our good friend Kirk Chaffetz back on the show, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, but that book's been around a while. It's still valid, and today he's rocking and rolling around the world with his company Story Worldwide, which is an outstanding advertising agency. And Kirk, you've really turned that world upside down. I want to congratulate you. I like the way you think about things, and we appreciate the ability for you to come on the show and take what you do on a global level and convert it to small business and help us gain these new perspectives. Tell us a little bit about Story.
Story's been described by no less an authority than Fox News, your favorite, Jim. As a new age advertising agency,
Avant Garde sounds better than new age. I did better than that.
Well, we're gonna quote you from that's now on. Instead
that's exactly
of
right. I expect that.
What we discovered about a decade ago was, Ed, which was a little early, by the way, was that the internet had transformed everything. And among the things that it was in the process of transforming was the way you do advertising. That in fact, the audience doesn't care whether a piece of media or a piece of content is an ad or an entertainment or a news show. What they care about is it interesting? Is it relevant? Is it important to me?
That's right.
And we just realized that advertising was becoming
which is the opposite of manipulative. All those things are the opposite of manipulation, right? Which was a 20th century model.
Right. And manipulation, you know, for better or for worse, it just don't work anymore.
It don't sell in Peoria anymore. That's exactly right.
Right. So we began going around to clients saying, look, you guys have got to figure out what your core story is, and then you've got to tell it through great content
right.
that you own that actually attracts your audience.
And that's
otherwise, you're out of luck.
That's what the Occupy Wall Street people still haven't gotten their hands around. And, folks, that could be what you're not getting your hands around, your small business. And that's what we're talking about. Kirk's helping us with this story, telling our story, making sure that we have – In the scenario you just described, Kirk, we can't own our story completely. We have to share that story with our customers and with other people and the other stakeholders and our neighbors and people in the marketplace. But we can influence what they say about us, can't we?
Absolutely. You are primarily responsible for guiding that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't guide it, it'll go on without you, and your customers will think about you whatever they wish, which will usually be nothing, by the way, which is the worst.
Everybody has a story. The question is, are you telling it, or are you subordinating that and deferring to other people?
Exactly. And what our workshop process does, once you get through the research, the ABCs we just talked about, audience, brand, competition, we've got a number of really well-developed, we've been honing this for years. So these are exercises, some of which may sound a little silly, but all of which get you to a conclusion of finding the core story of your brand, your business, your political movement, whatever it is. And I call this story's little miracle because sometimes I don't even know why it works, but it never fails to work. And it's worked for some of the biggest brands on the planet.
I've got a minute.
We've conducted these workshops.
Give us the miracle.
For Unilever, for General Mills, you know, on and on.
Give us the miracle in a minute.
The miracle in a minute is this set of exercises very quickly. Look, start with figuring out who you're talking to, right? That's absolutely critical. Who is your audience? Exercise, and then imagine them as real people. Don't imagine them as numbers.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
Exercise number.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Exercise number two is a fast SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. It's a classic business exercise.
Right.
You can find it written up in 1,000 different books.
Right.
Do one for yourself.
Right.
List them. Exercise number three is what we call a metaphor exercise, a brand metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
So my business is like a nurse.
Right.
Because we're trying to heal the ills of the world, right? That was one of the ones we came up with for Occupy Wall Street.
Yep.
You want to get sentences that say, you know, my business is like a blank because blank.
Hey,
Fill those in.
Kirk, great job of a miracle in a minute. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all that you do for us. We'll see you next time. Kirk Chaffetz, I'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.